now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Lane City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather calling for partly sunny skies with a high near 59. More wet weather expected beginning Sunday. I'm Darren Cottle reporting today's news. The Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball team took on Nashville at the Hamilton County Super Sectional last night, but was unable to pull off a victory, Mark Turner reports.
Lady Mules bow out of postseason play with a school record 31 wins this year and the distinction of advancing farther than any other Lady Mules volleyball team in school history. They advanced to the Elite Eight, losing to Nashville in the Hamilton County Super Sectional in three games. Nashville came out, they took game one 25-22. Mules came back and won game two 25-19, forcing the game three. And then the Mules just dug themselves too deep of a hole in game three and lose 25-14. They bow out with a 31-9 record on the year and a super sectional appearance. Mules are going to lose six seniors this year. The cupboard is not bare, according to Coach Chet Snyder. They return one of the premier players in the state in libero Lexi Hobbs. Also, one of the better players in the Black Diamond Conference in Jacqueline Sims will return next year. Plus, they've got a JV and freshman squad that lost just a few games between them. Again, the Mules bow out of postseason play at 31-9. They lose 2-1 to Nashville in the Hamilton County Super Sectional. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Mark Turner in McLeansboro.
Also, Grayville defeated Glen Carbon, Father McGivney in two sets. Scores were 25-19 and 25-16. The Bison will take on Newark at 9 a.m. this Friday, November 9th. If Grayville wins, they'll advance to the Class 1A championship game at 10:30 next Saturday morning against the winner of Hartsburg and Decatur St. Teresa. If they lose, they'll play for third place at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning. More news after this break.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare. Caring through a lifetime.
There will be a benefit dinner for Sherry and Mackenzie Smith at the Wayne City Community Building this evening. The two lost their home and all of their belongings in a fire late last month. The event will run from 5 p.m. until the food is gone. Pork tenderloin, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and rolls prepared by Randy Mason will be served. There will also be a 50-50 drawing at the end of the evening, as well as a silent auction. Anyone with an item to donate to the silent auction is asked to call Rebecca McKinney at 618-599-9248. The White County Fraternal Order of Police is accepting donations for its Cops and Kids Christmas program, which benefits underprivileged youth in the county. The event will take place December 22nd at the Carmi Walmart. Money collected is used to take children on a shopping spree for clothes and Christmas gifts with a member of the FOP. Applications can be picked up at the Carmi Police Department, White County Sheriff's Department, or City Hall Building in Norris City. Donations can be mailed to the Fraternal Order of Police in Carmi or dropped off at Meyer Grocery in Crossville, Dollar General in Norris City, and Doug's Food Mart in Norris City. In other news, Salem police were praised Friday for their quick response to what was originally believed to be gunshots at Meadow Lane near Hawthorne and Franklin Park schools around noon Friday. The schools were placed on what was called soft lockdown after the superintendent was notified by police. The report said two staff members also heard a noise. As a result, all students were brought inside the buildings while the situation was monitored. It was later determined the noise was a can apparently exploding in a burn pile. The soft lockdown was lifted after the school district and police established there was no threat. As of earlier this week, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it's received reports of 432 suspected cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, in white-tailed deer so far in 2018. The EHD appears to be at low to moderate levels in counties on or near the Illinois River, according to the IDNR. Scattered suspected cases have also been reported across central and southern Illinois. Lawrenceville has reported 35 cases, Richland County 10 cases. There were also 5 cases reported in Clay County. The worst year for EHD in Illinois was 2012, when 2,968 cases were reported from 87 counties. In 2013, the IDNR received reports of 1,224 cases from 64 counties. EHD was virtually absent in 2014 and at low levels in 2015, 16, and 17. Well, this is the final weekend for campaigning in the Illinois gubernatorial race, and Governor Bruce Rauner is spending some of the weekend in deep southern Illinois. Some of the stops Rauner will make include the Metro East, Carbondale, and Saline County area on his bus tour of downstate Illinois. Rauner says everyone's voice should be heard in this election.
4 years ago, Evelyn Sanguinetti and I won 101 out of 102 counties, and we still only got 50.2% of the vote. Every vote matters. Every vote in Mount Vernon, every vote in Effingham, every vote in Marion, every vote matters. Please don't stay home. Don't forget to vote. Get out and vote.
The governor is squaring off with J.B. Pritzker for another term in office. The State Board of Elections is reminding the public that any claims of online voting in Illinois are fake.
Voters should be aware that any website, app, social media account, or text offering to let you cast a ballot online is bogus. Board spokesperson Matt Dietrich says online voting is not allowed anywhere in the U.S. and that this is a scam that has popped up before.
The goal of this in the 2016 election was to suppress the vote. It's an effort to make people think that they've already voted online so that they don't go out and cast legitimate votes. There was also a scam aimed at getting people not to vote on election day, but to go out the day after and vote.
Dietrich urges those who get a text or see information about voting online to report it to the board by emailing scamalert@elections.il.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
First, will allow the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to spend nearly $7 billion next year to repair aging river locks and dams. While that's nearly 50% more than 5 years ago, Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition believes it still doesn't match what Illinois and other farmers who depend on waterways to ship crops might be losing as a result of the trade war with China and some other countries.
You'll never hear me say that it's going to take away the negative consequences of this trade standoff, but it is a way to moderate the negative impact, and I think that's something that we should really, you know, make sure as the administration and Congress look at maybe doing an infrastructure package early next year after the midterm elections. We want to make sure that the agricultural priorities are included in that.
Steenhoek represents one of many farm and commodity groups that have argued for decades that river locks, many built in the 1930s, are badly in need of repair.
And that's, you know, largely due to previous Congresses and administrations. It's a bipartisan indictment.
Locks on rivers allow tugs and barges to navigate more easily through changing water levels. A Texas A&M study shows one river barge can hold the equivalent of what's in 16 rail cars and 70 semi-tractor trailers. The Clay County 4-H Foundation scheduled to host a free will dinner and silent auction at the North Clay Commons in Louisville this evening. The event will run from 4 to 7 p.m. and the silent auction will end at 6:45. Menu for the dinner will include spaghetti, green beans, bread, dessert, and a drink. Proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Clay County 4-H youth. Anyone with questions should seek out a 4-H member, leader, or foundation member. Frontier Community College will be hosting their annual Breakfast with Santa for community kids. That'll be on Saturday, December 1st. The morning event, which is sponsored by the Student Senate, will be held at Bob Boyles Hall, and parents can choose to attend either of the following time slots, 9 to 10:15 a.m. or 10:30 to 11:45 a.m. Breakfast with Santa will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and your child's picture with Santa Claus. Photo backdrop will be created by Black's Fashion Flowers. Children ages 2 to 8 are invited to attend, and the cost is $10 per child. To reserve your child's seat, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. A reminder, crews of the Burnt Prairie Water System will be flushing hydrants during the month of November. People may notice lower water pressure and discoloration of water. If you have questions, you can contact Wayne Carter at 618-383-5850. Frontier Community College's softball team will be hosting the second annual Bobcats Softball 5K today. For those who haven't pre-registered, same-day registration will cost $30. The Bobcats Softball 5K will begin promptly at 8 a.m. on the Bobcat Den parking lot at 130 Market Avenue. Check-in and same-day registration opens at 7 this morning. A kids' fun run will also be held at 8:30 this morning on the Bobcat Den parking lot, and registration for this event is $10. The race is open to children ages 9 and under, and each child will receive an award at the end. If you wish more information, you can contact event coordinator Kim Briggs at 599-0534. Wayne City Raritan Club holding its last pork burger sale of the year from 9 a.m. today until they sell out at the Wayne City three-way stop. Smoked chicken breast sandwiches will be available, and the club is also taking food orders in advance. And a reminder, daylight saving time ends this weekend. Clocks will be turned back at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. The change will shift daylight back into the morning hours, which means most 9-to-5 workers will begin leaving work in the dark. Daylight saving time started in the U.S. as an energy conservation trick during World War II and became a national standard in the 1960s. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showroom to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899, or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat, and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Cisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
In local and area deaths, 68-year-old Fairfield resident Sharon Sue Weber died at 10:50 Thursday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skill Care Unit. She worked in many locations as a secretary and medical transcriptionist as she followed her Air Force husband throughout the U.S. and Germany. Surviving are her husband Dale of Fairfield, a son Brian K. Weber of Diamond, Washington, three grandsons, sisters Doris Phelps, Darlene Bond, and Phyllis Tote, a brother Melvin Lane, in-laws Janet Lawson, Robert Weber, Carolyn Wade, and Lee Weber, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Sharon Weber will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation from 5 to 7 Monday evening at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society or Black Oak Ridge Cemetery near Bluford, and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Charlene K. Shaper died at 2:45 Friday morning at a Parian nursing home in Fairfield. Before her retirement, she had been a ward clerk at Fairfield Memorial Hospital for several years. Surviving are her mother, Opal Jackson, and daughter, Tracy Arrington, both of Fairfield, one granddaughter, one great-grandson, several nieces, and one nephew. Kay Shaper's body will be cremated with no formal services. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield in charge of the arrangements. 94-year-old Pat Mills died Wednesday evening in the skilled care unit of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She had been a teacher in the Ridgeway Unit Schools and was a longtime active member of the Eastern Stars. Surviving are a daughter, Beverly Sutton of Fairfield, two grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Pat Mills will be graveside only with no prior visitation. Services will be at 11 o'clock this morning at the Old Cottonwood Cemetery between Ridgeway and New Haven. The family requests no flowers, and memorials may be made to New Hope Baptist Church of Fairfield. The Vickery Funeral Chapel in Shawneetown in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor and you have the same insurance. In this moment, what really matters is that your agent and your company stands behind you. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Flora and Sisney. We're an auto owner's agent.
Get more bang for your buck with Wabash Communications. Are you hunting for a great internet value? Check out Wabash's options. We offer a variety of high-speed internet plans with affordable monthly rates. So if your internet connection is no longer meeting the needs of your busy household, set your sights on a new one this season. Submit your interest for Wabash Fiber at wabash.net. Again, that's wabash.net. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location.
Taking a look at the Fairfield area weather today, partly sunny with a forecast high of 59, could get in the low 60s for some locations tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 49. Sunday, an 80% chance of showers, breezy, high at about 58. Monday, a 70% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 62. Also want to mention we are underneath a slight risk for severe weather, especially later on Monday, like late afternoon Monday into the nighttime hours. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 58. Wednesday, sunny, high of 55. Then Thursday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 49. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 55. Also received 0.07 of an inch of rain, but that happened during the overnight hours Thursday going into Friday. And currently in Fairfield, it is 34. That is our low. We did not receive any rain at all over the course of last night and the overnight hours. Do have some fog out there, though, but eventually that will burn off. And Darren just got done doing the 7:15 news. And Darren, there's one event I want to mention here. And I know we had this in our newscast, but the 8th Annual Community Coat Drive, sponsored by the Wesleyan Church of Fairfield, they're going to be having it this morning, November 3rd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., be located on the corner of 1st and Delaware in Fairfield. That is actually where the Starter Eye Care, Ryan Rice, attorney, right there in that parking lot right there.
Across from the Methodist Church, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So if you, your family, your friends need coats or shoes, don't want to miss the opportunity. It's all for free, actually, and that is going to be happening today. I know we had that in our newscast, but I do want to mention that. I had some people inquiring about that, so that is happening today. Also, to daylight saving time, I can't believe it's already here. So I would imagine some phones, they do it automatically, some don't. So You may want to turn your clocks back.
May depend on the technology, I guess.
Yeah, it may depend on technology. Yeah. And it's happened to me. I mean, this is before, you know, technology became advanced now. Mm-hmm. But I remember just showing up to church an hour late or an hour early.
Which, I guess, if you forget to turn it back, you would get to church thinking it's 9 o'clock. It would actually be 8 o'clock, so you'll be early. So,
yeah.
No harm done.
No harm done. No, not that at all. But anyway, yeah, so daylight saving time again. Make sure you turn your clocks back. Also want to check your smoke alarms.
Yep, good reminder for that.
Along with carbon monoxide as well. So.